Maseches Demai, Perek Gimel, Mishneh Hey, 3-5. Following on from the previous Mishnah, we're talking about cases where you deposit your food with another person, and the question of whether you need to be concerned that when you get it back from that person performed the old switcheroo, giving you something that belonged to them or someone else, not your own stuff. This Mishnah discusses the case of the pundakis. The pundakis, or the pundakit, is the innkeeper lady. She owns some kind of like a hostel or a motel. And the way it was back then, oftentimes you wouldn't just get bed, but also food or food services. They had the kitchen, etc. So a person would stay at this inn and they would give the raw materials to the innkeeper to prepare food for them. So the question is, if you gave your flour to this innkeeper to make toast and eggs for breakfast, do you have to be afraid that the toast you get back, so to speak, is from the flour that you gave, in which case everything's fine, or that perhaps you performed the old switcheroo, giving you other flour, made other toast, and therefore, once again, since she is an Amaretz, so it's Demai over again. The Mishnah says, Hanosin lefundakis, if a person gives his produce to the innkeeper for preparing him food, Maser eshu nosin la, the eshu no tamimena. You have to tithe your stuff twice, both before you give it to her, you have to tithe it, and again, when you get it back from her, you tithe it a second time. Why? Because we are afraid that she will perform the switcheroo and give you not what you gave her. Now, why would she do that? Because she actually, according to Tanakama, she has your best interest in mind. She wants to have a good breakfast, not a lousy breakfast or a cold breakfast or the accidentally burnt breakfast. And therefore, since she wants to be a happy customer, she wants you to stick around a long time and patronize her in again and again, etc. She has a vested interest of making sure that your food is good. And therefore, she is likely to switch what you gave her to some better quality produce, or if something went wrong with your food or went got cold, she would eat your stuff and then give you some of her stuff, etc. So since we're afraid that she's going to eat your stuff, you have to make sure you tithe it before you give it to her. And since we're afraid that you're going to eat her stuff, you have to tithe it back from her, since it's demai, which gives it back to you. Rabbi Yossi says, are you kidding? Ein anu achrayin l'ramayin. Why in the world should we be responsible for tricksters, tricky people? No one told her to take your food and eat it. And if she's going to take your food and eat it, so then that's her problem with the consequences of that bad behavior fall on her shoulders. Therefore, einu ma'aser ela mashu no tel mimena b'levad. According to Rabbi Yossi, you don't need to tithe it before you give it to her. Just tithe it when you get it back from her. Then you're A-OK because you've tithed what you've gotten back. And if what she gave you was her stuff and she is an Amaret and it's Demai, so you tithed it. And if she ate your stuff and you didn't tithe it yet, okay, that's her problem. No one told her to eat your food. She's a tricky, tricky lady and she'll suffer the consequences from being dishonest. The Tanakama sees things differently. Tanakama agrees that Eid Anu Achrayin L'Ramayin. It's true that we don't have to shoulder the burden of protecting other people who are being dishonest and acting, you know, as bad actors. Their willful misconduct is not our problem. However, in the case of the pundakis, the Tanakama holds she's not acting as a bad actor. She's not doing willful misconduct. She thinks she's doing you a favor. She holds her food's kosher. She's just an Amaretz. She just can't be relied upon for that. And she thinks she's doing you a big favor by giving you the better quality of food and eating your food instead. And therefore, in such a case, we are responsible to make sure that she doesn't get the short end of the stick and eats food that is untithed. And therefore, we must tithe before we give it to her, as well as when we get it back from her. And that is the halacha.